A Calgary man with outstanding warrants for fraud and theft has been living in the Sioux for about 2 years with his partner. Now the pair is facing fraud charges here, and Tomai faces a charge of theft, after allegedly victimizing a local couple who rented them a house to live in. After Steve Tomai was charged with multiple counts of fraud and theft in Calgary, he and his partner Melissa Scheiber moved to Sault Ste. Marie and became tenants of Chris Ritchie and his wife, another couple who had recently moved to the city to begin the first stage of their dream retirement. The couple says that dream quickly turned into a nightmare as the Ritchies became entangled with the alleged fraudsters. Their lives were turned upside down after months of unpaid rent, stolen guitars and unfinished renovations. The allegations against Tomai and Scheiber have yet to be proven in court. Reached by telephone on Monday, the pair deny the charges against them. The retirement plan for Ritchie, the story started in November 2021 when he was looking for a handyman to help with some projects. He and his wife had recently moved to the Sioux from Barrie to live in semi-retirement. The idea was to purchase the house on 3rd Avenue, fix it up and, in a few years, sell it and move to their dream house overlooking Lake Superior. Initially, Tomai was hired to do some drywall. He came over and we told him what we needed done. Worked out an hourly rate and a timeline for small projects. If he did good on this one, he could get the next one and go from there, recalled Ritchie. About 2 weeks later, he contacts me and says he found kitchen cabinets and countertops, sends me the pictures and says he can get them for $2,300. Ritchie said he paid Tomai in advance for materials and labor. We were expecting the cabinets, so I started tearing out the kitchen to get it ready. In the meantime, I hired him to do drywall in our back three-season room to turn it into a four-season room, said Ritchie. He starts doing drywall and we start seeing these weird patterns, bringing their kid with them, asking for advances, needing gas money and constantly needing more money for little things like trim. Ritchie says after a few weeks, the cabinets hadn't materialized, but Tomai always had an excuse. About the same time, the Ritchies got a pleasant surprise. They found a house in Goulet that was exactly what they were looking for. It was going to be tight, but they managed to close the deal in mid-December. As the Ritchies started spending more and more time in Goulet, Tomai and Scheiber asked to move into the Sault Ste. Marie house as tenants. What the Ritchies didn't know is another landlord in the city was desperately trying to get the alleged fraudsters to move out. The Ritchies' home in Sault Ste. Marie is currently occupied by Steve Tomai and Melissa Scheiber, who are both facing fraud under $5,000 charges by Sault Ste. Marie Police Service. Kenneth Armstrong, Sioux Today unpaid rent in August of 2021. A few months before the Ritchies met them, Scheiber was ordered by a landlord and tenant board, LTB, tribunal to pay thousands of dollars in arrears to landlord Clem Nadeau. She had paid a $1,600 deposit for the rental of the Black Road property in September of 2020, but by August 2021 was $7,772 in arrears. Nadeau recalls Tomai, Scheiber and their children were living in a motel at the time he rented to them, not long after they moved from Calgary. They told me they were traveling across Canada and went past Sault Ste. Marie and then they said they came back to the Sioux because they fell in love with it, said Nadeau. References were checked and a deposit was paid, but soon after the rent stopped coming in. Nadeau eventually took Scheiber to the LTB tribunal seeking an order to evict. An order was eventually imposed by LTB effective August 31, 2021. But when Nadeau followed up, he says he found that order had been reversed without his knowledge after the tenants told the board an agreement had been reached with the landlord. LTB reversed the order for eviction without notifying me, without asking for proof from them and we had to start all over again and make another application, said Nadeau. They know how to work the whole system, all around. Nadeau says it took months for him to finally be rid of them. In the end, Nadeau said $13,500 was owed but he had to forgive it to get them to move out. I can go after him for not cleaning up the place, it's just not worth it. I'm so glad they're gone, said Nadeau. Scheiber confirmed to Sue today an agreement was reached with Nadeau before a second eviction order could be issued. We didn't even go to it because the lawyer and us decided on an agreement and Clem was not allowed to go after us as long as we moved out by February, which we did, she said. Without knowledge of the situation with Nadeau's property, the Ritchies decided to rent to Tomai and Scheiber on January 28, 2022. We had a meeting with them in the living room. We see you guys are having a hard time and we need these renovations done. We just bought this property and can use help paying the bills. So let's get you in here for February 1st, said Richie, recalling the meeting. The Goulet home had no running water at the time, so the Richies say they came up with a verbal agreement allowing them to come in to fill up bottles of water to take to the lake house. They also left some personal items behind in the Sioux house, including Chris's prized guitars. Didn't get it in writing, didn't get a rental agreement signed. Didn't do a credit check on them, said Richie. I assumed they were decent people. What Richie didn't know at the time is when Tommy moved from Calgary to the Sioux, he left behind multiple outstanding warrants for fraud and theft, which Sioux Today has since confirmed. In Calgary, Tommy was most recently charged with one count of theft under $5,000 and one count of fraud under $5,000, and there is still a warrant outstanding for his arrest. There are also outstanding warrants for numerous traffic offenses, including disqualified driving, driving without insurance and displaying unauthorized license plates. The Crown Attorney's Office in Calgary said Tommy faced numerous failure to comply charges, which are laid when an accused does not follow a court order or police undertaking. Steve Tommy and Melissa Scheiber seen in a photo posted to social media in 2019. Facebook photo. Tommy told Sue Today the charges against him should actually be faced by another person he did business with. My name was the only one on there and that's who the customer came after was me, said Tommy of the Calgary fraud charges. We didn't run from them. I was working for another company and it was a fail to appear. Is why there is warrants because we couldn't make it to court at the time. That's what that was, he added. Now in 2022, the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service has charged both Scheiber and Tommy with one count of fraud under $5,000. Tommy also faces an additional charge of theft under $5,000. No news release was sent to local media to announce the September 26 charges, despite the numerous outstanding charges in Calgary. In the sworn statement on the court documents, Sioux police said the fraud charge is in relation to unfinished renovations on the Richies' Sioux home. In response, Tommy told Sioux Today they did get behind on rent, but it was the Richies who instructed them to cease work on the house. We moved into this house as tenants that were going to do some renovations and we were doing every and doing the floor for them. We were late rent by $600 and they stopped us. They stopped the renovations because we were late on rent, he said. We are not frauding nobody, we are just doing what we were told. We got told to stop doing the renovations, so we stopped. Richie believes there are other victims in the Sioux and says he has been in contact with multiple people who say they have been taken in by Tommy and Scheiber. So far in the Sioux, the pair has only been charged by police for fraud and Tommy also faces a charge of theft in relation to the Richies. It's sad we have gone this far with the process. But we could have gone a bit further to get a few more victims in there, said Richie. There's a lot more we could get them for, it's just a huge list. Richie said after months of back and forth calls with police, it was vindicating for the charges to finally be filed. Scheiber and Tommy are scheduled to make their first court appearance in December. The pair promised to be in court to defend themselves against the charges. I am going to get my name cleared and then I want a public apology, said Tommy. Scheiber added, I will be in court and I will make sure I have a lawyer to back me up on all of it, because I am going to be fighting this. It is all false and should be tossed out and hopefully I will get my public apology. Sioux police recovered three of Chris Richie's stolen guitars, but his most prized bass guitar with the Jack Daniels logo has not yet been found. Facebook photo. The guitars. Richie is a lifelong musician and collector of guitars. He plays bass in a Kiss cover band called Rock and Roll Over that plays in an annual charity show to help raise awareness and funds for cystic fibrosis. The band prides itself on offering an authentic late 70s Kiss experience, from the makeup to the costumes and right down to the instruments. Because Tommy and Scheiber had been coming and going from his house for months to do renovations, Richie says they were trusting and not in a hurry to move out some of his belongings when they moved in as tenants. The Richies had never been landlords before and hoped they could remain friendly with their new tenants, but they say as soon as they handed over the keys, the relationship changed. A few days after Tommy and Scheiber moved in, the Richies say they came to the Sioux house to fill a large bottle of water, as they had negotiated in advance. According to Richie, they were told they couldn't come in and in subsequent visits were told not to come back. Richie alleges for almost every month they have been tenants, Tomei and Schieber refuse to pay any rent. Now we are doing everything legally with 24-hour notification, dropping it off at the house, asking to come in for inspection and we get denied, said Richie. We learned the truth, you have no rights as a landlord. Then his concern turned to the property they left behind, especially the four guitars. When he could not recover them from the home, Richie filed a police report. Three of the guitars were eventually recovered in July by Sioux police from a local pawn shop. Sioux police said in the sworn statement on the theft under $5,000 charge that it relates to theft of Richie's guitar. The one time they paid us rent, we find out they sold the guitars to do it, said Richie. Tomei told Sioux today the allegation of theft is false. We haven't stolen nothing from these guys. We didn't steal the guitars from them. There was stuff left in his house, but this is months after we moved in they were still in this house. We didn't steal anything, not at all, he said. Richie says his most prized guitar, a black bass with the Jack Daniels logo printed on the body, has yet to be recovered. Giving up on the dream, Richie says without rent coming in from the Sioux house and unable to sell it until it is vacant, they are stretched to the max financially. Without any other options, the couple has put their dream house on the lake on the market. For all intents and purposes, we are going back to Toronto. We're done. We have had it. It's all too much, said Richie. It has almost broken us, we are a thread from broken. Schieber said she is also frustrated by her time in the Sioux. We didn't steal nothing, we haven't done nothing wrong, she said. We have been living here for 2 years and we have gotten nothing but crap from the people in Sault Ste. Marie, all of them. We have gotten nothing but crap. We are a family of four who, all we were trying to do is start a new life as a family of four. And all we have done is gotten a stick shoved up our ass and danced around like puppets and we can't do nothing about it because we don't have nobody to help us.